For the first time ever, the Bloomington Normal Chapter of the NAACP is led entirely by an all-woman executive board. Their top priorities are voter registration and engagement and stopping gun violence. At the top is President Linda Foster, born and raised in Chicago, relocated here to attend Illinois State University. Foster tells WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson about what she saw and why she joined the NAACP.
Seeing a difference of how individuals were looked at, treated, how opportunity was granted. It just didn't seem right or fair. And NAACP allowed that outlet to ask those questions, why not? And so from then on, I've been part of the NAACP that has had that outlet, that has that mission. And the objective, you know, is to render our community and this state and this world of racial discrimination and racial hatred.
So you're currently leading an all-female exec board, and I think that's the first time it's ever happened locally. How has it been working with all women?
That is so true. It is for us locally, and I believe in a lot of other places it's maybe the first time. And not that it was done intentional, it's just how it worked out. When we had elections, we were all elected to the position. Myself as president, Dr. Carla Campbell Jackson as first vice, and second vice, Willie Halbert, and treasurer would be Dorothy Brooks, and secretary, Sabrina Coleman. And so we are so proud of that team. We work in jail well together, and it's simply for the fact of having the same mission and having the same passion. So working with females, you know, as you know, the myth is that women can't work together. That is not true here. We get along real well. We work together. We are hoping and helping each one of us be better.
What are some of the goals for the organization in regards to enforcing change within the local community?
Some of the goals locally, which is going to be similar to that of nationally, is to get the vote out. You know, we want to get people registered to vote. But the other caveat to that is to make sure that they do vote. You know, registration is just half of it. Getting out and actually getting a ballot and voting is the other part of it. And so between voter registration, empowering people to learn more about the candidates, having candidate forums, helping other groups have it, being supportive collaboratively, making sure that we can get the word out. The other thing is you know, this gun violence. You know, our goal is, you know, how can we rid it of our community? Most recently, we have an influx of gun shootings and death. You know, unheard of when I came down here in 1977, someone getting shot, it just wasn't heard of. And now, you know, we have 7 to 8, you know, so collaborating with other entities and organizations, we've been working closely with Moms Against Gun Violence. I know that they have been promoting having opportunities for people to attend rallies. But I tell you, you know, with this gun violence, you know, we're losing our young people, you know. And so we need to give them some other options. And that's what we're working on together, is to give young people options so that this is not one of the choices.
So the Moms Demand Action Organization held a vigil earlier this month in reaction to the El Paso and Dayton, Ohio shootings. You made a comment at the event that the organization will no longer stand on the sidelines in regards to demanding action. So how have you all come up with a plan of action in order to attack gun violence overall?
I tell you, when I stood up there, I wanted to acknowledge that NAACP will no longer stand behind and kind of go alone and get along with what's going on, that there needed to be some type of action. And we needed to make a stance locally to tell these mothers that you know, to see that pain in them, and to see them standing, and in most cases alone, that this community would not stand for that, and this great organization would not stand for that. What we are doing is meeting with our national folks and our regions and our different states to find out what it is that they're doing to have an impact. And so we're at the table. We're at the table talking about this thing because we know that when we come out, we want to have some substance. You know, we don't want to just say, stop it. We want to say, look, we know that there are some issues here. And we need to find some way to come together to resolve them, you know, and to give you some better options other than picking up a gun, picking up things that could be harmful to another individual. So, yeah, you know, we are at the talking stage of trying to find out what are those success stories everywhere else and see how we can apply them here.
So back in March, there was an incident at University High School where a student wrote graffiti on the wall saying, "I hate minorities," in deodorant spray. How did your organization react to that action? And did it kind of open your eyes in regards to what needs to be done locally to change the feeling of hate in some of the people who are in our community?
We had just been installed as the exec committee, and soon after that this incident happened, and it raised a lot of red flags that we're not as far as we think that we are. But at the same time, we are closer than where we've been because we were able to set up meetings and had conversations about this, and so from that came relationship building, from that came education. From that came a community to stand up against this type of behavior. And so there are good that came out of it. It's unfortunate that it had to happen. We don't want it to happen again. And so we are outwardly saying this is not appropriate. This is not the community. And so we will stand out against it every time.
What do you think about the racial and political climate of today?
Well, you know, NAACP is nonpartisan. So that means that we do not promote any candidate. But we do talk about what their stance is. And I know that there are some issues and concerns about our leadership, you know, and what are they portraying to us as Americans, as individuals that are looking at what their task is, which is to make sure that the American people are the voice, and they represent the voice of the American people. And at this point, we feel as though that that's not always true. And some of the things and rhetoric that's been said doesn't line up with who we are. As American and as underrepresented individuals and groups, especially for African Americans and Black and Brown people, it just doesn't lend to the area of how do you make our lives better. We've heard and we've dealt with over the years the hurt and harm that's been caused. So what are you doing to bring us together again? And so there is a concern, you know. That's why it's imperative that that individual vote. But even more important, find out what those issues and concerns are. You know, find out what is the stance of those candidates. And what are the stance of our current legislators? You know, are they speaking the things that we want them to speak on? You know, are they addressing the issues that are that we're facing? And so because of those things are lacking, there is a concern, you know, and there is an issue. And that is what we're going to be standing on, because as one of our tasks, it is to bring about a change for those that are voiceless.
Where do you see the NAACP in the future? And what are some long-term goals that you have? And what do you want to pursue in the term of your presidency?
Continue to look at the economy, you know, how it affects Black and Brown people. We want to make sure that everybody is given the same opportunity to be successful. You want to make sure that the doors are open for education, You know, those young folks that want to go to school should be afforded that, you know, and it shouldn't be based on if I can financially make it happen. If they've got the abilities, then we need to make sure that it happens. Health, you know, as you know, with the affordable health care are being attacked and with no alternative. Look, you know, folks need to have insurance. Anyone that's working, I was afforded it here at Illinois State University as I was an administrator here for 32 years and had insurance my whole 32 years. And in addition to that, as a retiree, I have insurance. You know, insurance is important for each and every last one of us. And so there ought to be opportunities for each citizen to have health care. Public safety, we talked about making sure that our community is a community in which one can feel safe in. And so that the things that are causing us to have trepidation with guns or any other thing else to cause harm, we want to make sure that we are trying to address that. And criminal justice, we know that the playing field is not even. It's not. It's not out there on the street, and it's not there in the courtroom as well. But we got to keep tackling it. We got to keep having that conversation about how do we make it better, so that regardless of what you look like, you will be treated fairly. And then the voting rights, in addition to that, political representation. We want to make sure that our legislature look like us as well. They've had the highest number of representative within the House, and so we are so excited about that. State representatives, we're just increasing those numbers.
That's Linda Foster, president of the Bloomington Normal chapter of the NAACP, with WGLT student reporter Tiffany Jackson.